Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We're going to talk about the subject du jour here. The subject du jour is obviously the coronavirus right now. It is sweeping the country from a psychological standpoint, perhaps more grievously than from a physical standpoint. I have Dr. Carol Lieberman on the line with me right now. Dr. Lieberman is an MD. She specializes in psychiatry. As is relevant to this particular subject, she is also an MPH, which is Master's in Public Health. So in addition to being a board-certified psychiatrist, she has a master's degree in public health. She's a recipient of an NIMH fellowship in epidemiology for her UCLA research on how to use the media to prevent and treat physical and mental disorders. Dr. Carol, what's going on in the country right now in terms of the psychological aspects of the coronavirus, I think comments by a lot of the politicians and comments by the press, I think, are totally irresponsible and totally inappropriate. I'd like your opinion on that first, and then I have some comments about the virus itself that I'd like to talk with you about.
Yes, absolutely. The media is whipping us into a frenzy, as are some people who are trying to make a buck based on this coronavirus. I woke up this morning and one of my emails said, coronavirus, the sneeze of death.
Right.
And it was something that was either trying to sell something or get you to click on something so that you would get a virus on your computer. People are being increasingly whipped into a frenzy, and this is very bad for our country. And as you said, actually, it's more dangerous than the physical coronavirus, which is essentially, for the most part, it's like a flu.
By far from the most part. I mean, it's interesting, the federal government today, the Trump administration, I guess I should say, we're recording this on Friday, by the way, you guys, as you know. Friday morning they came out and they basically said the numbers are totally misleading right now. Nobody knows the size, the magnitude of the universe of people who have the virus because 100% testing has not occurred yet. And it would appear that because of the complications, not necessarily of the corona flu virus, but of the complications that need to be treated, of progression into pneumonia, that is taking the mortality rate up to around 3%. However, if you are treated by a physician in a hospital, in addition not only for the coronavirus but also for pneumonia, your chances of perishing are very, very slim. Comment on that?
Well, you know, yes, and everybody's trying to say that President Trump is downplaying it, you know, telling us to keep calm when really we should be all panic-stricken, which is, of course, wrong. What he's doing and saying is right. The other reason why the numbers are very misleading and people who, you know, want to sensationalize it are trying to make them seem bigger is because the death rate is actually, it's no more than 2%. And the reason why we don't know, you know, the reason why some people are trying to say it's more is because the people who have mild symptoms of coronavirus aren't presenting themselves to doctors. So actually, there's a much larger number of people who actually have it than the medical profession or the CDC can record. So if more people have it, really, then the number of people who have died, the percentage, is really smaller even
Correct.
Than what we're
yeah, yeah.
is being reported.
Well, they're talking about the press and some of the government officials are talking about they're kind of making the synonymous the assumption that the number of people who have it can be synonymous with the number of people who are perishing, which is really totally irresponsible to say. The psychological aspects of it, I think, are fascinating. I mean, Dr. Lieberman, when you and I were talking off mic, you were telling me a little bit about it, the first email that you received this morning, how did it identify the coronavirus? Plague of death or something like that?
The sneeze of death.
Yeah.
The sneeze of death. Now, you got to admit, that's very catchy. It's also very terrifying.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I don't want to get into politics because I don't know you well enough to discuss that particular subject, but I am very, very disappointed in a politician who I have a lot of respect for, and that's Nancy Pelosi. Her body language and her verbiage about Donald Trump regarding the total irresponsibility of the way he's handling this. I mean, she is a highly respected politician, and in her circles a very popular politician, and I have to say I'm quite frankly disappointed in her, and I love her to death, but I have to say I'm very disappointed in her for making that particular comment. Enough about politics. Let's talk first in this particular section, because we're going to go on for a couple of segments on this. Let's talk about the physical aspects of the coronavirus. Number one, I guess what I would say is one thing people have to consider is they have to consider the universe of where the diagnoses are occurring. For example, Seattle, Washington. I was born and raised in Seattle, Dr. Lieberman, and I want to say that the city is not the city that I grew up in. There are over 100,000 people in Seattle living in total squalor right now. And I would imagine that when those people end up in the emergency room, because they will, at Harborview Hospital, because they're scared to death of the coronavirus, the numbers in Seattle could actually probably go up four or five times from where they are right now. The environment of those people, Dr. Lieberman, has to really be considered, don't you think?
Well, yes, you know, it is certainly in Los Angeles also, and I've been to Seattle. It's a beautiful city. I haven't been there very recently, so it didn't have that many homeless when I was there. But L.A. also has a ton of homeless people, and yes, they are very vulnerable because of the crowded conditions when they do go to, like, you know, shelters and so on, and of course, mainly the unsanitary conditions,
right,
which are true for them and for anybody else, you know, walking in the street where they are making their home. There need to be more toilets, and, I mean, in L.A., they're talking about having more toilets and more hand sanitizing machines and so on. But yes, the homeless is like, that is a serious situation, because that could go through their population like wildfire.
Exactly, it can. And that's just a very normal thing, and people need to be aware of that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into the next segment fairly slowly because we have a minute that we need to chat. Let me just tell you what we're going to talk about, and we're going to talk a little bit about what Dr. Lieberman has identified as a coronavirus stress test. And if you have three or more symptoms, if you answer positively to three or more of these questions, you very definitely have the coronavirus stress syndrome. Dr. Lieberman is going to explain to you in the next segment, as soon as we take a commercial break, exactly what that stress syndrome is and how you can avoid it. It's not that the stress syndrome is going to kill you, but you know what? God put us on this planet to be happy. Let's be happy. Let's be able to deal with things with the help of experts like Dr. Carol Lieberman, like this segment, like this particular disease. You guys are going to be right back after a real quick break, 30 seconds.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing my discussion with Dr. Carol Lieberman. Dr. Lieberman, you are an expert in something that you have identified called the Corona Stress Test and the Corona Stress Syndrome. Tell us about the test, first of all, would you?
Sure. And I just want to add something to what you said in the last segment, you know, that you were saying that the coronavirus stress syndrome can't kill you. But really, my point in in bringing this to people's attention is that, in fact, it can kill you in the sense that if you are stressed out about coronavirus, and certainly we've known this before coronavirus, that stress kills people.
Yeah.
That stress weakens your immune system. It works on other organs of your body and so on. So if you test positive to three or more of these symptoms that I'm going to talk about, and have this syndrome, then you are making yourself more vulnerable to coronavirus.
Okay.
Because your immune system is going to be weakened. Okay, so here are the 10 symptoms. So first of all, anxiety related to being afraid of catching coronavirus.
Right.
Obsession with news about coronavirus, watching, listening, reading about it more than 3 hours a day. Compulsion to keep checking how many people have died? Did the number go up? Where's the latest case? But really compulsively, not just, you know, sort of a natural interest. Then avoiding mixing with people, like if you have a job that requires you to take public transportation, you decide that you're not going to go to work anymore because you don't want to take public transportation. Also, malls, movie theaters. Now, I'm not suggesting that you purposely go out in crowds if you don't have to, or you're not planning on meeting friends, but at the same time, to just stop doing all of this is not healthy either. Then avoiding physical contact, being paranoid about shaking hands with someone, hugging them, kissing them. I know we're not supposed, well, we're supposed to wash our hands after we shake hands, but we don't have to avoid, being in contact with people altogether. We need a certain number of hugs to survive and thrive.
You bet.
Then it's true. We need 4 hugs a day to survive. I mean, this is research before the coronavirus. 8 hugs a day to maintain and 12 hugs a day to thrive. So this being afraid of any kind of physical contact, avoiding physical contact, it has other consequences. Then, of course, something that we're seeing a lot of more and more is stockpiling. Costco's all over the states are getting sold out of toilet paper and all kinds of things. Calling in sick to work when you're not physically ill. Keeping your children home from school when there isn't a case in their school. Then number 8 is crossing the street or taking other measures to avoid people who you think come from China, South Korea, Italy, Iran, Japan, or any other place that turns out to be a hotbed. This is really increasingly getting crazy. There is bullying going on amongst little kids towards their Chinese classmates. Parents are calling up universities and telling them they want to change their dorm room of their child because they're dorming with a Chinese or a South Korean roommate. It's really ridiculous and very xenophobic. And then number 9 is wearing a mask, especially when the CDC and the Surgeon General is telling us not to. And number 10, the ultimate, just staying home, period, until the pandemic or epidemic, whatever they're calling it today, has passed.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the corona stress syndrome. You got into the negative aspects of it, and I appreciate you doing that. Now let's assume that you feel that you have the coronavirus stress syndrome, and you choose not to go and discuss that with a professional, which I think is a big mistake, by the way. You have to discuss it with a professional. People like Dr. Carroll, etc., they are professionals. They can straighten you out really, really quickly. What do you think people can do to calm themselves so they don't obtain, or so it doesn't evolve in them into a serious situation?
Well, that's the key. Doing whatever kind of stress reliever that you like, whether it's meditating, listening to calming music. One of my favorites is welcoming a rescue pet, because that is comforting, and it also, you know, when people feel like they are responsible, somebody depends or an animal depends upon them, they somehow are able to be much more resourceful themselves. Then, of course, the basics, You know, it's not just about coronavirus. You should be doing this every day. Washing your hands frequently, eating nutritious food, taking vitamins, getting enough sleep and exercise. These are basic, good health practices. Then avoid consuming fear-mongering news stories or socializing with fear-mongering people. And instead, strengthen the bonds that you have with your friends and family who aren't fear-mongers, and because you need those social supports. And then, like you were starting to say, it's important whether you actually, whether you feel you have the symptoms of coronavirus or a flu or whatever, if you have any symptoms of anything, then yes, of course you should go see your doctor. But even if you don't have any symptoms, you should see your doctor for a checkup, because coronavirus is having the most serious impact on people who have underlying physical problems.
Right.
So you need to make sure that you don't have any, or if you do have any, like diabetes or something, you need to make sure that it's as well taken care of as possible. And then, of course, similarly, if you are having coronavirus stress syndrome and it's really interfering a lot with your life, you should go see a psychotherapist. And then last but not least, you should make a plan calmly, quietly, about what you would do if the coronavirus came to more people in your area, was having more of an impact on your environment, like seeing if you could work from home, for example, or making other plans, not in a frenetic, panicked way, but just kind of in a way to know that, okay, if this happens, then I'm going to do this.
I think it's very, very good advice, and I have to say that, you know, we try to help our audience. We're not just about political opinions. We're about exchange of ideas on the blog, and very active blog. I want to thank everybody for that. CFSU in particular, I've learned a lot about the coronavirus from your comments on the blog. What I want to say is that it is very, very important to consider, digest, think about what Dr. Carol Lieberman has said here. She's a pro. She's been doing it a long time. She certainly has the education for it. And I want to say, calm down. You know, we all are stressing to calm down. I'm a layman, and I'm telling you to simply calm down. Do what Carol says. If you want more information on Carol, I've got it all on the website. Stick around, going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Florida, two people in their 70s are now the first coronavirus fatalities in the East. WCTV reporter Ben Kaplan in Tallahassee.
What we were made aware of is the fact that the two people who died from the virus had traveled internationally, had made international trips recently.
In the U.S., there were 15 other deaths, 14 in Washington State, one in California, for a total of 17. In San Francisco, all passengers and crew aboard the Grand Princess will be tested and put in a 2-week quarantine. Vice President Pence announced the results of the tests of the passengers on board the stranded ship.
46 persons were swabbed. 21 of those on the ship tested positive.
The plan is to take the ship, which has been in limbo off the California coast, to a non-commercial port so they can do the testing. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, you guys, welcome in. Time for the second hour of KER Politics, chatting with Jimmy McKinney, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Jim McKinney. Let's give him all the credit that he deserves. I'm going to talk about the coronavirus just a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about Chuck Schumer. Then we're going to wrap this thing up with Dr. Frieda. Having said that, Lieutenant Colonel retired, you know what? I got to call you Jimmy. I'm sorry. We're such good friends. I don't want to go through all that other stuff. I just want you folks to realize this is a man of substance. Having said that, Jim, the coronavirus numbers that came out this morning as expressed by physicians who are called upon by the federal government to comment on these things was very, very interesting. What did you want to summarize that for us, Jim? And when I say this morning, by the way, you guys, this is being recorded on Friday. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
Yeah, so we definitely cannot make an accurate estimate of the mortality rate for the coronavirus, because we really don't know how many people have it. And the reason why we don't know is because not everybody that gets it is tested. A large number, a vast majority of people who get it actually are not even treated for it, and they get past it. So it's very difficult to say. The World Health Organization is claiming about a 3.4% death rate. But according to the deputy chief of the Health and Human, or I'm sorry, Assistant Secretary for Health and Human Services, Admiral Brett Grouin, he's saying that that basically the best estimates that they have is somewhere between 0.1% and 1%, which isn't that far off from the 0.15% of a typical flu season. So I think a big problem is everybody's really looking at some of these numbers, and they're afraid because they don't understand that many people get past it. And, of course, what the way the Chinese dealt with it was horrific. And, of course, the information from China has been very inaccurate. So it's difficult to say, but it looks like, according to the best research at this point, that it's much lower than what the World Health Organization is saying. And we really honestly can't make a fair assessment because we just don't know how many people have actually contracted the virus.
Well, the one comment I would make on that, just simply from an interesting social standpoint, is that the highest rate of known cases right now is in Seattle, Washington. And you have to keep one thing in mind about Seattle. Seattle has hundreds of thousands of people living in squalor, which I have witnessed. They are homeless. They are living in conditions that aren't even close to being sanitary, and the city is not doing anything about it. So I think a number of those people probably are going to be diagnosed with this disease, or maybe won't. I don't know. I mean, the conditions are so deplorable. Thank you, progressive government in Seattle. The conditions are so implorable, and people have just done nothing about it in terms of the Seattle government. Jimmy, let's get on to what I think is...
Hey, Al.
Yeah,
go ahead. Do you mind if I make... I want to make one more comment about this. Initiated in China.
Yeah.
And the way the Chinese government dealt with this was, you know, completely shutting down these people in Wuhan, 11 million people. And then they collectivized, forced people into containment areas where they were able to pass it back and forth. And they were certainly not able to do accurate testing that early on when they attempted these efforts. What they have done, in my view, is absolutely terrible and very distressing, and more than likely exacerbated the death rates for elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a huge demographic problem with the size of their elderly population because of the one-child left policy, and they're where typical population looks like a pyramid where at the top is the older population passes away. Mm-hmm. They actually look like an hourglass because of the one-child policy.
Yeah.
Communist systems have used bad, crazy things to change demographics like that. And the way they've handled this, whether intentional or not, is absolutely disgusting. And, of course, there's a lot of information out there that says a lot of elderly people passed away there that probably wouldn't have had to if they were treated in a Western-style system.
Right. No, so. I agree on that. You know, China's a great example of how a totalitarian government, a progressive government, I guess, because I think the two are pretty similar, cannot handle situations. And Seattle's another really good example. It's a very, very progressive city run by very progressive politicians who are simply not dealing with problems. Jimmy, having said that, let's go on and let's talk about Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer came out, I guess it was Wednesday earlier, and basically threatened a couple of Supreme Court judges, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, and the head of the Supreme Court chastised him so significantly for doing that. And, of course, he came out and said, well, what I said was not what I meant. Let's get some comments on Schumer, can we?
Sure. So it's funny to watch the Democratic propaganda machine, which apparently is the mainstream media, spin this into, well, you know, Trump did it. Well, you know, Chuck Schumer named Gorsuch. He named Kavanaugh. He was in front of a very, like, angry crowd and said, basically, you're going to pay the price, and you don't know what's going to hit you. I mean, everybody's read the text. That summarizes it. And what he did is made a direct threat to them to influence their votes. There's no question about it. The difference between that and what Trump has said over the last few months with some of these judges, and actually from his initial entry into the office about the judge out in California, he's saying, hey, look, you need to recuse yourself if you're you know, being tainted by your politics. As a judge, you should recuse yourself. That's a far cry from threatening and attempting to influence.
Right.
Now, the media is spinning it in a very different way, but
of course they
unfortunately,
are.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no way around it, and I think a lot of people see it. And it takes away the leftist argument that Trump is creating the anger and the hate. It just takes it away.
Exactly.
It makes it impossible for them to justify their attacks on President Trump when they're doing the exact same thing.
Well, what I find to be interesting about that, you know, coincidentally, we were out to dinner on Thursday night with some friends who are, the husband is a vehemently progressive Democrat, very bright man, very successful man, but he cannot mention the President of the United States' name in a sentence without putting an expletive in there. It's just amazing. So people are going to believe what they want to believe. There's absolutely no question about that. But I guess my question at this point, and it's not really a question, but my observation about people in the United States is that they're pretty bright, and I think they are going to realize exactly how badly the Democrats have gotten misorganized, and they weren't able to put together an effective candidate. I mean, Joe Biden is not an effective candidate given what happened in the Ukraine, and Bernie Sanders, given the fact that he is an admitted, avowed Democratic socialist, is not what I would call even close to being an effective candidate. Jimmy, we are down to 40 seconds. Take the final word, bud.
Once again, all their arguments are being undercut by their own actions of the left and the progressives. All their arguments against Trump, the anger, the hatred, it's just so desperately expressed right now on their side with no policy direction for the nation that's actually feasible that will make people's lives better. I think I've said it for quite a long time. They've fallen into a trap and they can't get out of it.
There you go. I'm going to be right back. We're going to talk about the situation in New York again with Dr. Frieda. Stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Frieda Birdbaum on the line right now. You know, Frieda and I were chatting a little bit off mic, and I want to share something kind of at her suggestion with you guys. You've already heard it if you listen to the editorial I did this morning. Bernie Sanders is a very interesting man. He is likable, very passionate about his views on democratic socialism. I have to say that I think he's going to go down in history, and I said this earlier, as one of the most passionate candidates of all time. He's just a guy that I can't vote for personally. I'm not a socialist, for lack of a better term. What more can I say about that? You know, I said that I thought Barack Obama was a pretty intelligent man because of his book, which I thought it was a very worthwhile read, The Audacity of Hope. Bernie is a misdirected socialist, in my opinion. I think Barack Obama firmly believes in very big government. The Sanders, I guess, I don't know. We have an interesting situation. We had an interesting situation last night. I skipped going to a meeting that I normally go to on Tuesday nights. I really wanted to watch Super Tuesday as it unfolded, and I did. Dr. Frieda, I ask you, why are people, for example, from a psychological standpoint, voting for Joe Biden? I don't get it.
Well, it's hard, really hard to get. People are being pushed into a direction of voting for anyone except Sanders. Biden is getting all this support from the other people that were really running against him, Pete Buttigieg and Ann Korbachev, and then a person who's not even wasn't even on the debating, Beto O'Rourke, and he is supporting him as well. So here we're looking at is the fact that people like to feel comfortable. They behave a certain way. They don't even remember why they do. But once they react to something, they jump on the bandwagon, continue this behavior. Sanders, a socialist, a democratic socialist, and could we maintain capitalism at the same time? It's debatable, very likable, very energetic. And Warren, his opponent on the debate team, she can't take it. She can't support him. Her numbers aren't there. She wasn't even represented by her state. Psychologically, there's something to the fact that she needs to make sure she gets every drop out of this without giving any of her vote to Sanders. So she's really not a fair player, and that it really instigates even more negative feelings than we had before about her. So here we are in a position that the Democratic Party wants anyone but Sanders, and they'll do whatever it takes. Even Bloomberg, who I find 100% better than Biden. He has a proven record. He is likable. If you get to know him, you will see that he has a lot of good pointers, a lot of good things to say. He also just bowed out of the race, and he's supporting Biden again because of the pressure, and he doesn't want Sanders in. So we have to look at the background of who Biden is. And he's somebody who lost trillions of dollars in war and war to the war in Iraq. He also, you know, with Hunter, what's going on, the corrupt quid pro quo. Let's not forget about that. The disastrous bankruptcy that we're still talking about. And he's trying to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and veteran programs. So we have to look at the facts. But people like to feel that their anxiety will be increased. You know, when you have action and your feelings are not in sync together, that creates anxiety. People don't want that anxiety. So they're talking themselves into feeling that they're doing the right thing. But if they really investigated who this guy is and what it's all about, and do we really want another Obama that's even less adequate than the other one? I don't think so. Pretty scary to me.
Well, it's really scary to me. And what's really scary to me is the fact that this anger is getting worse and worse and worse. And I have to tell you, you know, Frieda, you and I have talked a lot about this before. You brought up the fact, you know, as did McKinney months ago, that the Democrats really seem to be shooting themselves into the, you know, in the foot. Now listen to this, hot off the press. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Wednesday today warned Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh that they will pay the price if they take a position he disagrees with in deciding a case that addresses the credentials required for doctors who perform abortions. Quote, I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You know, I don't really want to talk necessarily about your views on abortion, Frieda, because that's none of my business. But what I do want to talk about is, if I'm not mistaken, in New York, the abortion laws, don't want a pro or a con from you. All I want to know is, am I correct in stating that the abortion laws in New York go virtually into term? Is that correct?
Yes, they do. And,
yeah, I do. I'm sorry. That's just something. I think that's inhumane. I think that's ridiculous. And I simply don't understand how Chuck Schumer can come out on that. Again, specifically, we're not talking about abortion in general, but we're talking about the New York laws on abortion. I don't see how Schumer can say something like that.
Well, we're talking, you know, and this is going to sound ridiculously exaggerated. But, you know, when you live in a communist state and they don't want Sanders around because that's what they think he's going to represent, people tell us what you should do, what you can't do. We have to be able to make personal decisions. The reason why this is something that's so conflicting to people, they have situations where they're either raped or they have incestuous situations or all kinds of things come into play.
Yep.
But when you're talking about a human life, nobody has the authority to play God here. A human life, no matter how old that life is, fetus and the heart beating is a human life, and that's killing something, somebody that contribute to the world, and that is criminal. Of criminal behavior, and that should be justified as such. There are a lot of variables involved, but when you eliminate all the variables and you look at the situation at hand, no one should be able to say, I decided not to have this child. If they don't want to have a child, they should be careful in order not to produce a child to begin with. That's where the responsibility lies. And it's our responsibility as parents and adults to let children know that getting pregnant as well is something they have to take caution, because there is something at the end that they're going to have to identify with and they're going to have to face for the rest of their lives. It's not the way it used to be. You know, it used to be in the past, young girls would have children, they'd go away, and then the mothers would say it's theirs. Today, that's not the case. Young girls are carrying the burden of pregnancy and childbirth and financial hardship as well, and bringing into the community people who are on welfare. That's not a good deal. That's true. But even with that, even with all that darkness in mind, it's still not the same as killing another human being, and that is a responsibility for every individual, man and woman, to take in order to be able to be brought up in the right way and to be dealt with responsibilities in the right way. And we need to bring that into our school system. You know, school is not just for learning about math, arithmetic, math, reading. Now I sound like Joe Biden. I can't talk. Math and reading and social studies or whatever, if they still have that, whatever that is. We need to have character. We need to know what importance is. We need to know what we have for our life that we need to look forward to, not to be somebody who just does whatever they do at the moment. And that starts with the school system. That starts with the parents. So it's more than the child itself. It's more than the abortion itself. We have to go all the way back from the beginning.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the reasons that Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is a regular guest on our program. She's normally on during the week also, so you folks listening on the radio, tune in during the week. She's a wonderful woman. She's got some great insights into life. See what she has to say.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.